The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures? 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruits." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. In the first reading today, we have a very clear illustration of a moral principle that I think very few people properly understand, and it is the choosing the lesser of two evils. So the brothers of Joseph, they want to kill him. What does Reuben say? He says, "You know what, instead of killing him, let's just throw him in a cistern." Now, is throwing him in a cistern a good thing? No, that's an evil also. But it's not as bad as killing him, and there's the hope that in and through throwing him in a cistern, he might be saved. Now, Reuben could have said, "No, brothers, I think you're crazy. We got to do whatever we can. We cannot kill our brother. Let's just let him pass by." What would his brothers have done? Not only would they still have killed Joseph, they probably would have thrown Reuben in the cistern as well, and they would have both died. And no good would have come from that. There are times where we're faced with the option of two evils, and the church says it's permissible to choose an evil in those situations, and sometimes it's even the wise and recommended decision to make to bring about an ultimate good. Now, ideally, when we're making a decision, we want to choose between two goods. You know, a young lady, she says, "Gosh, should I be a sister or should I become a wife and a mother?" Or a young seminarian, he said, "Gosh, do I become a religious priest or diocesan?" Or a high school student choosing between two colleges. Now, there are times where there's a good and there's an evil, and then it's very simple. "Gosh, I'm going to choose the good." But there are times where the only valid option, when you're faced with two evils, is to choose the lesser of two evils, and it's permissible and even recommended to do so. I just read last week that, I think it was the state of Vermont, they're trying to pass a law, I believe right now, that abortion can be done at any time, any stage of a pregnancy, even up to the last minute. And so they're trying to pass a law that abortion cannot happen after 20 weeks. Now, what should a Catholic in that state do? They should vote in favor of that law. Now, what if a Catholic says, "Oh no, I can't do that, all abortion's wrong"? Well, no, it's one step in the right direction to ultimately get to a point where abortion is no longer legal in that state. Or what about when a Catholic is voting and there's a number of candidates, but in the end, the reality is there's only going to be a choice between two candidates. And let's say both of those candidates support abortion. Now, a Catholic might say, gosh, there is a third candidate, even though he's in a party that there's no chance that he could ever be elected, I'm going to vote for him or her. Gosh, someone really discerning through that might say, okay, so typically I would never vote for someone who votes for abortion, but in this situation, one of those two is going to be selected. I'm going to vote for the one who is going to do less evil than the other. That's probably the best decision to make. On a personal level, as a spiritual director, if someone comes to me and says, Father, I'm smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, that person, I couldn't probably say, okay, you know what, you're giving up cigarettes tomorrow. I'd say, you know what, tomorrow, let's shoot for half a pack. Well, gosh, it's not the best thing for their health, but it's a step in the right direction. Or as parents, or teachers, or, you know, with your kids sometimes, it's like, gosh, you've got to choose the lesser of two options because they're not ready to go all the way. We ask our Lord for the grace to understand that profound moral principle of our faith. That when those decisions come before us, we might choose properly and in accord with His will.